Hey, it's Beth here. Episode 422. I saw two movies. The first one, I had to see it. It's called The Jesus Revolution. Okay, no marketing, no nothing. But what's amazing is Hollywood thought maybe tops it would make $6 million. So they gave it nothing. No television, no nothing. And it's coming at $40 million. It's word of mouth. It's the name of the company is Astound Entertainment, which I think is hilarious. The really interesting thing to me was that Rotten Tomatoes, the audience rating was 99%. So I had to just go see it. I had to. The director, this guy named Irwin, he's made other movies. He got the idea because 7 years ago, he purchased a 1971 June 1971 Time Magazine, which was the Jesus Revolution. 10 pages inside, all about it. He knew nothing about it. So that's how the seed got planted. He got Kelsey Grammer, which he needed to get to make the movie because he's an alcoholic and he has a really good relationship with God. He's kind of born again, sort of. But he's an alcoholic who drinks moderately, which is the dream of most alcoholics. So he left AA with all of the goodness about it. And now he drinks and he has two breweries, but he keeps a lid on it because he's got a great wife. Okay. But he had reasons for drinking. I looked him up. Big reasons. When he was little, his father was killed when he was 13 during a home invasion. Okay. Years later, his baby sister was raped and murdered when she was 18. Then his two half-brothers perished in a scuba diving accident. So he said that's why he drank. Okay? What I loved about the movie was the guy Greg has a mother who is an alcoholic. And oh my God, the actress that plays her does such an amazing job. She has no redemption or anything like that, but it's just so sad. And he's heartbroken because he lost his father, which I think a lot of kids can relate to. And he was searching for something. He always looks back and remembers his father throwing him in the swimming pool at the club. And then he finds out from his mother that it wasn't even his father. It was just another man that left. And his father was actually, I looked it up, one night stand in Long Beach. Okay, this kid had a rough life. So he was searching. So that's kind of the premise of the movie. And Kelsey Grammer has this congregation and they're not showing up. So his daughter and he are having troubles. And it's based on a true story. And he says, well, maybe, you know, all these hippies need to be clean. Maybe if you bring one home. She brings one home. It happens to be this guy named Lonnie Frisbee. And he's odd, but he knows the Bible backwards and forwards. So I also wanted to see if the clothes were correct. And the girl comes out in the first scene and she's wearing a dress that I owned. So they did a good job of that. The camera is amazing for a religious movie. They usually don't put money into it. This one had a lot of money. Okay, so the whole thing was a little bizarre because the Lonnie Frisbee guy who looked just like Jesus, he gets kicked out. And it's not like it follows the premise of the story, which is forgiveness and love and everybody helping each other. And they said it was because he went a little too far with his theatrics. And he was like healing people with his hands. And I was like, that doesn't really make sense. So I looked it up. And this guy, Lonnie Frisbee, actually, in this story, he's married to a wonderful girl. And that's not gelling with me either. So I look it up online. And one part of this true story that they didn't tell was that Lonnie was married to a girl, but he was a homosexual. And he, on Saturday night, would have these parties with some of the parishioners and drink with them and do drugs. And then on Sunday morning, he would be talking about forgiveness and the love of God and being as your best self. And those parishioners were racked with guilt and they got really upset. And that's how he left the congregation. I don't know why they couldn't have told that part of the story. I think it would have added a lot more, well, it's true, and it would have added a lot more believability to it. Because these people who act like they're so good and wonderful just seem like they're kicking him out for no reason. That's the reason I found it out. Okay, the couple are still together that started the church, and I had to find out, so I looked it up, what happened to the guy's mom, because she's really so tender and sad, and it took him his whole life, and he never gave up on her, and like a month before she died, he brought his mother to the church and forgave her sins, and so that's kind of a sweet end because it meant so much to him. Okay, so the word of mouth is good. I asked the guy at the movie theater how it's going, and he said a lot of young people are coming with their families, and you can bring your teenagers to this. There's nothing they can't see. And in fact, there are two scenes about drugs, and they're frightening. In one of them, the lead girl, her sister almost dies from choking on, like, spit up. Very upsetting scene. And then he is in a car and they're all high after a concert, and the guy driving is laughing and he's looking back and he's not paying attention, and they have an accident. So actually, if I had a teenager, I would want them to see this movie because it makes drugs scary. Very, very scary. So that was good. My only slight beef with the movie is the guy who played the lead, Jill Courtney, is 28. The girl, Anna Grace Barlow, that's a pretty name. She's also 28. And they're playing 17-year-olds. And it just doesn't, there's a big difference between 28 and 17. And I think it would have been cuter had they been younger. So that was my only problem with it. The next movie is called 65. And I was like, wow, this is great. What's it about? And not about me and not about you. It's about 65 million years ago, and Adam Driver from another planet crashes on Earth right before the Big Bang. There's a, like, errant meteor shower, not on any of his screens. He lands down here. A little girl is saved with him, and I think she's supposed to be 9 or 10, and her name is Ariana Greenblatt. She's very cute. Rotten Tomatoes gave this movie 37%. Nobody's watching it. Nobody cares. Adam was also a Marine Lance Corporal, and you can see it in this movie. I think it might be a big hit with Netflix at teenage sleepovers for girls, because this guy becomes a sort of tender father. There is nothing incestuous about it. Nothing wrong. Adam keeps the line really, really great and safe for a kid watching this movie. The little girl kind of saves him. He gives her a grenade. She never uses it. That's kind of upsetting. I was expecting a splashy moment with that. I think they forgot about it, the script reader. But she creates this, it's a cute thing for a teenage girl. There are poisonous berries, and she creates this knife with the poison berry juice on it. And it's pretty hard to believe, but she stabs this huge dinosaur with it. He's filled with adrenaline. He is murderous, and he drops like a hot coal, which, I don't know, kind of hard to believe. But it doesn't matter, because if I were a teenager and I were with other teenagers, I would want to see this movie. It's got dinosaurs. It's got Adam Driver being a father to you. And he's lost his own daughter, and he creates a friendship with this girl, which I imagine if you're in a step family or whatever, your mom's got a boyfriend, that this movie would appeal to you. It would appeal to me too, because my dad traveled. So it just was kind of lovely in that way. And the Ariana girl is really cute. I couldn't figure out how she got the role. She's been in a couple of little things. She's going to be in the Barbie movie, but not a major role like this. And I found out that her parents are a very, very powerful acting family. So there you have that. I don't know. Would I see either one of these in the movie theater? I kind of like what's happening with Jesus Revolution. I kind of like that Astound entertainment industry is astounding everyone. So that's kind of fun. The other one is definitely Netflix. And there isn't any reason to see the Jesus Revolution on the big screen. There's nothing very interesting with sound or lighting or anything. Nothing that your home television couldn't replicate. So, two good movies. I don't think 65 should have been destroyed like it was. And a lot of the reviewers are making fun of the year. Like, oh, is this about Medicaid? Is this about old people crossing the street? Don't appreciate it, but you know, what can you do? Ageism is not a problem for anybody but us. And interesting title, maybe it was the wrong title. So, and the Jesus Revolution, that's definitely a hard title, but you know, it was lovely. And Kelsey Grammer, actually, it was tender. I was moved. It was lovely, really, really lovely. So I would suggest, you know, at home, if you've got your grandchildren coming over or you just love Kelsey Grammer, he shines in this one. So, and Adam Driver, I think he's going to be a major movie star. He's getting handsomer and handsomer. So, nothing to write home about, but two interesting movies and interesting box office on both of them and interesting reviews on both of them. So, that's all I've got. And it was great to get outside, and I hope you're staying sane. I'm staying sane, and I will be back.